Press Conference Extra. I am Andy. I'm joined for this show by Adam Smith and Mike Van Call to talk about Jurgen Klopp's pre-Southampton FA Cup press conference, which he gave it early this afternoon. We'll get into the show, but he touched on the game just past the weekend, inevitably. So we'll just go through all that. He started off, it occurred to me, actually, when he... during the press conference, you know, the Sunday just seems like it was like last night and the celebrations and all that. And you've seen other players dancing around the pitch and having a great time. And then you kind of forget, like, the next morning's work for them, which was alluded to in the press conference, which is kind of like, you know, just how much fun are they allowed to have? But we'll get into that. He starts off with them. He was asked about the further injuries to the squad going into the game tomorrow in regards to the injuries that got picked up, and it turns out Gravenberch's injury isn't as bad as originally feared. Ligaments, which is still heavy, so it's kind of given up one hand and taken away with the other. But I read it's more positive on Szoboszlai, Mo, and who else was it? Oh, Darwin Nunez as well. So, Adam, what are we thinking? Are we going to see them, or are they going to get saved?
I think it's a funny one, because aside from anything else, the manager can't go into his press conference with a serious face and talk about the fact that they're all still injured when they've been jumping over hoardings and leaping up and down to celebrate the goal. It's very different, you know, especially when you've got Curtis struggling down the stairs in a big boot with everyone knocking him out of the way, and Trent with his brace on his leg. And then you've got the manager saying, oh, you know, they're all still injured. Ignore that bit where they jumped over the hoarding. Forget about that. So it was always going to be the case when he'd have to kind of, I don't know, try and say something that you know, oh, still not sure. I think it's all about rhythm, Andy. I think the problem is if they don't play at least some part against Southampton, then they're going in cold to Nottingham Forest, which I don't think any of us are going to want them to be doing. And then, of course, the City, you know, really on the horizon, where we're going to need some sort of rhythm and some sort of, you know, we can't just keep saying as long as we can get 11 players on the pitch. That's not what we want for that game. So I think we will see them. I don't think we'll see much of them. I think maybe it'll be, you know, coming on as subs maybe for the last half an hour. But if they are fit enough to play, I think we'll see something of them, yeah.